Saturday after Ascension, morning prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Spirit of God, on the waste and the darkness, hovering in power as creation began, drawing forth beauty from day and from chaos, breathing God's life in the nostrils of man. Come and sow life in the waste of our being, pray in us, form us as sons in the sun. Open our hearts to yourself, mighty Spirit, bear us to life in the three who are one. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Alleluia. Psalm 118. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Alleluia. Lord, you have set up your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. A Canticle from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 9. O God of my fathers and Lord of mercy, who have made all things by your word, and by your wisdom have formed men to have dominion over the creatures you have made, and rule the world in holiness and righteousness, and pronounce judgment in uprightness of soul, give me the wisdom that sits by your throne, and do not reject me from among your servants. For I am your slave, and the son of your maidservant, a man who is weak and short-lived, with little understanding of judgment and laws. For even if one is perfect among the sons of men, yet without the wisdom that comes from you, he will be regarded as nothing. With you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, and who understands what is pleasing in your sight, and what is right according to your commandments. Send her forth from the holy heavens, and from the throne of your glory send her, that she may be with me and toil, and that I may learn what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and she will guide me wisely in my actions, and guard me with her glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have set up your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. Psalm 116. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 14. None of us lives for himself only. None of us dies for himself only. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live, and if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. Whether we live or die, then, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and rose to life in order to be the Lord of the living and of the dead. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Behold, I am with you all days, even till the end of the world. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us, that free from fear, and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold, I am with you all days, even till the end of the world. Alleluia. Intercessions. Strengthened by the Holy Spirit, let us join with all the baptized in giving glory to the Lord. Lord Jesus, make us holy by your Spirit. Send your Holy Spirit into our minds and hearts. Let us proclaim before all that you are King and Lord. Lord Jesus, make us holy by your Spirit. Grant us a love that is genuine. Give us a respect and a real affection for one another. Lord Jesus, make us holy by your Spirit. Renew the hearts of the faithful by your life-giving grace. Move them to respond gladly to the gifts of the Spirit. Lord Jesus, make us holy by your Spirit. Grant us the power of your Spirit to repair our damaged lives. May he turn decay into growth. Lord Jesus, make us holy by your Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Give us grace, Almighty God, to hold fast in life and conduct to the mystery we have celebrated. Give us grace, Almighty God, to hold fast in life and conduct to the mystery we have celebrated at Easter. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.